Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Ryan here from our NutriMed team. Ryan, I'm getting some calls from people that want to know about a thing called peptides. Now, peptides, we just put the term peptides up, and I got to clarify this. You do not order peptides without contacting me. And you need to have the NutriMeds to go with it, or they don't work. Now, you have to understand what peptides are. They were developed specifically to induce DNA. Now, if you induce DNA to make messenger RNA and proteins, if you don't have the building blocks, i.e. our NutriMed line, and perhaps the use of a red deer velvet DR, you are not going to get healthier. Get it, okay? Peptides are not there for you to select and determine which organ you're going to treat. Don't, because I won't ship it. And I've advised Michelle this morning to put a notice on there. All you have to do simply to start with is to give me an email. And if it looks like your condition is too complex, you may need a full consultation and testing. This is not a place where you just kind of go like an Amazon, just order crap, and then kind of become your own self-doctor and do stuff. This is not the way it is done here. I will give you advice if you've got, say, renal failure, which peptides to take and what to do, but you're going to need other things as well, nutraceuticals with that. So with that statement, Brian, I'd like you to pick out nutraceuticals, for example, for protecting your kidneys. The first one I'm going to recommend is ultrathiamine B1, and I've actually had people in renal failure with diabetic renal failure or due to nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories or toxins like firefighters, and ultrathiamine B1 has rescued their kidneys along with the use of VeinaWay, which is diosmin, the right nanoparticle size, a particle to actually reverse vascular disease caused to the kidney or other organs like your eyes, brain, etc. So please don't second guess or think your doctor knows what I do. They don't. They're ignorant knuckleheads, and they're going to put you in danger. And if you yourself think that you've listened to enough shows, you can actually decide what you want to do, don't. Just email me. It's free. Email me, and I'll tell you what to do. And if it looks like your case is too complex or serious, I'm going to recommend a consultation with proper testing to figure out what's going on so you don't end up failing and wasting your money or actually harming yourself. So, Ryan, please proceed.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, two great formulations. So, one, the ultrathiamine B1. Most people go, well, I take a multi. I got some B1 in there, and so I should be good. It's different. It's a different format. It's known as fat-soluble B1. And this material itself is very good, as you say, of stopping oxidative stress, particularly like a reactive oxygen species where you get sugar and protein binding with one another and causing damage, which often is going to target things like the eyes, the kidneys, the brains, and the nervous system. And so that makes perfect sense why that formulation would be in there. And it's also something that's missing for most people. They do not take this form of fat-soluble B1. The other one, which, you know, the VeinaWay formulation, that is, it's just a remarkable formulation. It is. It's known as diosamine. Basically, this comes from the white part of the orange that most people would probably say, I would throw that away. You're like, yes, you would. But you don't know at the time what you were throwing away is something that is very valuable. And they can basically, obviously, condense it down to get the exact thing that they want, a molecule known as diosamine. And this material is fascinating in its ability to help our vascular system. One, protect against the progression of cardiovascular disease. It can inhibit what's known as intracellular adhesion molecule, that's where you start getting the immune system, if you will, drawing in white blood cells into the endothelial lining of the vascular system. So you'd love to stop that from happening. But as you pointed out, like with kidney function and so forth, they've done studies with this material for over 50 years. And this material has been shown to help with like albumin filtration rates, for example, and taking people that are going down the road and looking like they're going to end up having to get dialysis or something like that as they continue, and be able to take them the other direction. And it's a very powerful antioxidant, vein or vascular support and microvascular support for the body. It has been studied in so many different things. It's fascinating. It's one of the only products nutritionally that's actually had published studies even in third trimester pregnancies for acute hemorrhoid flare-ups. It's fascinating material.
Yeah.
And so that's, like you said, what do doctors, you know, traditionally know? Not this stuff. You know, they just...
Well, no, they don't even know. They're so dangerous that their knowledge base is so out of date and inappropriate that if you either go online to try to get advice from whether some knucklehead has published something or your local doctor, you're going to take something completely useless, inappropriate, or even harm yourself. That's what people don't understand. Like, if you've got renal dysfunction, let's say because you're diabetic and took a nonsteroidal, and I've had cases recently where that's happened, and they've zapped their kidney function... They take the Alzheimer's and B1, and within 6 months, the kidney function is normal. Just taking that alone. I like to add the Vanaway because I think the combination is amazing. Let's pick your next one. I'd like to talk about things like cognition, like our Calm Mind, Brain Mag, Brain Power, and Cognition Plus. Let's go into to talk about brain stuff.
Okay. Can I hit on, if I could, Brain Mag first? And the reason is magnesium is such a critical element for us, right? We need it. We burn through it. We don't have it. Most people recognize not having it by their muscle soreness and so forth. What's a key way that you can alleviate muscle soreness? Oh, soak in a bath. What kind of bath? Epsom salt. What is that? That's magnesium, right? They want to use magnesium and flood into the body. Here's the thing. Our brains don't function well without magnesium as well. And so this particular form of magnesium, what's so crazy about it is it's set up so it crosses the blood-brain barrier very effectively. And they've been doing research on this for over a decade. Fascinating studies done with animals, for example, on things like fear extinction. In humans, that would be known as like post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. But fear extinction, for example, they train the animal, obviously, to maybe hear a sound like a bell, and then give them a shock, and then create that stress response. And then, after a while, all you have to do is ring the bell, and you'll get the same, you know, anxiety, cortisol release, stress response, even though there's no shock. And everybody knows this is true, and this is what happens. The question is, how long does it take to unlearn that? And it takes a long time. When they used the Brain Mag material, what it did was cause a quick reset of their stress response based on that, what's been programmed into them. And you can only think about so many people's lives from maybe there's a car accident or maybe a traumatic incident that of abuse or anything else that you go, you need to reprogram how the brain is functioning and dealing with a stressor. We need to make sure you have adequate amounts of magnesium in there. The other thing is cognitive decline. Fascinating study done with a group of individuals that were aged in the 50s all the way up to 70. And they had a brain age of around 69 years, meaning they were testing them for the response, their memory, their cognitive capabilities. And their brain age was at 69. But in 12 weeks of using the Brain Mag material, they were able to reduce that brain age by 9 years. So when you see commercials for things like Prevagen, and people are like, oh, it's from jellyfish.
Yeah, yeah, jellyfish stuff, yeah.
What's it really been shown to do? And they're like, well, short-term memory. You're like, we're talking about serious memory and cognition challenges for people, and this thing is doing it in short order, and it's just magnesium, something we elementally need. Love that formula.
Yeah. Yeah, and what people have to understand, we have nutraceuticals that will literally tackle one of now roughly 400 protocols. And by the way, if you want a protocol right now, the way we set up our website, you have to purchase a membership. But if you're a long-term customer, if you contact Michelle, she'll send the individual protocol to you. Now, if it's not updated, I'll update it and send that to you. But you need to realize that the knowledge base that I have on NutriMedical, which is constantly evolving, is more advanced than any other functional medicine doctor on the planet, including the ones from my own academies, Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement in Medicine. And it's science-based. In other words, we can do testing to prove what we're talking about. So it's not just airy-fairy, maybe this is happening or that's happening. For example, you can do cognitive tests like a quantitative electroencephalogram. You can do your own neuropsychological testing. You can do PET blood flow scans of the brain. positron emission tomography scans to look at metabolic activity. So this is not based on airy-fairy ideas. If you've got somebody that's getting early pre-dementia, which, by the way, is becoming a major crisis, the diseases that are increasing most rapidly in our society now are congestive heart failure, dementia, and cancer. Those are the three biggies that are increasing faster than any other diseases in our culture right now. And you have to quantitatively test to see if whatever you're using is working to reverse them. Ryan, pick your next topic. What about the summertime? A lot of people, I just had a lady yesterday that called me. She fell. Unfortunately, she broke her bones. Maybe we can talk about bones next and connective tissues, because a lot of people are not aware, number one, where their weak areas are, what to actually do to not only fix the bones but the rebar inside the bones, and how to reverse it that can be tested within 3 weeks to show you're actually metabolically changing the process. We'll be back in a moment with more with Ryan.
Most of you know.
We're talking about bones, and again, you mentioned that if people are taking a bisphosphonate drug, you mentioned on the break, that the dentist won't even operate on them for 12 months because they know that their bones are going to shatter, and then they're going to get secondary infections and problems. And these knucklehead, idiot, asshole doctors, and there's no nice word for it, that's what they are, they need to not get bisphosphonate drugs, which actually can interfere with your osteoblasts. The people have to also understand, even Dr. Oz and Roizen, talk about your probiotic bacteria help to make strong bones because they make vitamin K2. Your body doesn't.
Right.
And you don't even eat it. It's actually made by your probiotic bacteria in your gut. So if you take full vitamin K2 and have probiotics like Living Probiotic Ultra, Living Probiotic, and Living Probiotic 15X, you're going to have strong bones if you take Collagen Max. If think of the Mr. Bob bone builder osteoblast laying down in the little lamella, this little microscopic guy. He's got a bone trowel. He lays down a little mesh of collagen first, then he slaps on some bone matrix, calcium, magnesium, hydroxyapatite crystals, and then he trowels that into the mesh of collagen. If you don't have collagen, which means you're going to need a stem cell stimulant, which is our MycoD2, you're going to take full vitamin, micelle D3, Collagen Max, and full vitamin K2, and also take your probiotics. That's why people don't understand. One of my best good customer patients, had a fall a few days ago. She's in her 70s, and she's an engineer, and she shattered her hip. It's like, excuse me, if you do a DEXA scan, it only tells you where you have weak bones. It doesn't tell you if the bone is actually strong once you've rebuilt it. Because if you take what the conventional doctors give in their bones, they say, oh, your bone's more dense, but they've actually given you a bisphosphonate. Your bones will shatter when you fall. So people don't understand this. Even dentists know that they don't want medical legal or dental legal lawsuits for screwing someone up by operating if they've been on one of these damn drugs for 12 months. So, that's bad, isn't it?
It's frustrating, you know, for people. Well, it's great news. They're listening to you. They understand there's options out there because, really.
They're not going to get this elsewhere, though. They're not going to hear it elsewhere. I know, even Dr. Royce and Oz, these guys are novices in the whole area of functional medicine. I've been at this for now well over 40 years. And I can tell you, it's disgusting, even among the alternative doctors, how little they know. It's disgusting. And then the regular doctors are totally lost in space. They're gone. They're dangerously ignorant.
There's such good hope, though, because this is happening all over the place, where people are going, wait a minute, these drugs are not going to solve your problem. No, these drugs are basically manipulating light switches, ons and offs and stuff like that. But if you can think about, like, hey, why doesn't, like you're saying, Bob the Builder lay down the matrix? He's like,
right.
Give me the matrix and I'll start laying it down. You're like, well, what do you need? You're like, I need all the components of the matrix. You're like, that's what Bone Builder is for. It's the whole component, all of it, not just arbitrary things like, hey, how about some calcium? How about some phosphorus? How about a little boron? It's like, no, all of it. It's basically a bone matrix that you're consuming, that when you consume it, it's an enhancer for the body's ability to then replicate, build up the bone like you want. And say, use things like full vitamin K2. Why? Because most people listening have a dysfunctional gut. You have dysbiosis. And when you have dysbiosis, you don't produce your own K2 in adequate amounts. And that K2 becomes critically important because it regulates hormones like osteocalcin. And so where calcium is deposited, the proper place for it to be, in the bones versus, say, in the artery walls, is a critical step. And, you know, you start layering in things that you go, all right, you got bone builder, you got your full spectrum vitamin K2, you add in your D3, you add in your, you know, living probiotic, and all of a sudden you're like, man, you're coming at this from a totally fundamental and foundational way in the way that you support your body to build bone. And your bone, I mean, people have been told for, you know, I don't know, many decades that, well, you only build bone until age, say, 30, and then after that there's nothing else you can do. It's not true at all. Bone is constantly being rebuilt.
Well, why would they say something like that when your body's in constant regeneration? One of the things I like to say, yeah, you know why? Because they're ignorant and they're dorks. Okay, no one's older than a 7-year-old physically. You have a few old neurons that remain in your brain that retain memories from the previous cloned version of you. You're constantly fractionally recloning yourself every night when you go to sleep. Do you know that? You're a clone of yourself 7 years ago. You're not the same body. Nothing is the same. Your bones, your skin, your eyeballs, nothing is the same. Everything has been rebuilt from a person that was the previous version of you 7 years ago. So you fractionally reclone yourself.
Right. You are making a copy off of a copy off of a copy off of a copy, as we all can understand. You're like, well, I could do a little
bit. But if you want the right toner, guess what? Nutriments are the right toner. Yeah, Nutriments are the right toner, so you make a good copy rather than the crappy one. So if you make 100 copies on a bad photocopier, you can't make out what the printing is or what was written because it's a crappy copier. But if you use Nutriments, you got the good toner.
I think a good, you know, that's kind of a fun thing. You'll work on a Deagleism for this, but it's kind of fun to think about that toner cartridge, if you will, Dr. Bill, almost like the telomeres, you know, as like, hey, is it full, you know, like a big lengthy telomere, or is it getting shortened to the point where you can't make a good copy and the cell's just going to fall apart? And I was reading some research the other day that I, you know, just was thinking about how, you know, you position Omega Supreme Pro fish oil in. And I came across this fascinating research that was talking about how dramatic it improves telomere lengthening when you get your omega-3 index up over 8% cellular membrane. Now, a lot of Americans are actually down near 4% cellular membrane because they don't eat fatty fish, they don't like fish, and even the fish oils that they take, they oftentimes don't digest them very well and absorb them because they have compromised digestion, as we were just discussing, so they don't have enough enzyme lipase and so forth. The Omega Supreme Pro really is a massive breakthrough because this is a monoglyceride. It basically overcomes that issue with digestion, so you can absorb it at a much higher rate and really make those impacts to the true red blood cell membrane. So you can get these levels up and push them up into levels like an 8, like a 10, and start getting these really good benefits, including things like, hey, keeping telomere length long. So that toner cartridge, if you will, as you're making copies, is full and stays as full as it can for as long as it can while you're making your replications.
Yeah, well, let me mention a couple things. Firstly, every disease, these are Deagle's corollaries. I'm actually going to put some videos up on this in PowerPoints to explain it because it's not actually understood by the medical profession or biology in general. Life is basically a dance between biophotons and gene induction. Okay. And your DNA only codes for two things, structural proteins and enzyme, which is a folded protein around a monatomic form of a mineral to make or break bonds, period. Every disease state is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. If you don't have the cofactor for the enzymatic reaction, you don't have the building blocks, nothing happens. So that's why I tell you, if you just take peptides and induce the DNA, if you don't have the building blocks, forget it. It's like sending out a bunch of architects and engineers to a work site, like, say, Trump when he's building hotels. And there's no workers. There's no glaziers. There's no scaffolder guys.
Sounds like a government job to me.
Right. Now, the point is that if you look at the medical profession, the way they approach it like a commando. For example, I had a consult this morning before the show, and this idiot gynecologist was actually going to do what's called a radical DNC, which is dilation and curettage of the uterus for a woman that had endometriosis. And she's a young woman wanting to marry this guy's son. And they, of course, want to have kids. Well, you do a radical DNC, you have Asherman syndrome result, and you can never get pregnant because you have no uterine lining for the placenta to attach to. Okay? And what is causing it? Well, that's what we can talk about when we come back. But you have to understand, disease states basically are caused by genetic abnormalities, nutritional deficiencies, telomeric problems with lack of nutrients and signal, Signal plus substance equals healing. Brian, this case of this young lady, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to email her to say, look, here's your options. Number one, you don't do a radical hysterectomy for endometriosis. Endometriosis, the first discovery was made, believe it or not, many years ago, about 3.5 decades ago, in sheep in Minnesota. And they discovered the sheep were getting endometriosis because they had biotoxins in their body of the sheep was triggering abnormal uterine endometrial growth. So what we need to do, number one, detoxify them. That's where xenoestrogen detox comes in. That's why we use things like testing their hormone balance and also getting rid of any secondary stealth pathogens that are growing in the uterine lining. But you don't do radical hysterectomy, sort of radical DNC, which basically is like a hysterectomy in a sense. It leaves the body of the uterus there, but it's useless because they will develop a thing called Asherman syndrome, so they can never have an implanted pregnancy and have a child. So this is, you know, the insanity. That's why I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. People are scared. When I do medical legal work, do you ever think that the people actually have to physically fly me in there someplace and depose? No. I send the documents after I do my analysis, and the other side always collapses. They're scared out of their freaking mind to actually depose me in person. And I don't even have to do video depositions, believe it or not. I review the records. I provide the information to a person with a case, and it's over. It's done. And the other side has the sense to realize it's a stupid thing to fight Deagle in court. I've been in federal, state, and military court for years, and I don't mess around. And I memorize the chart, tab it all up, analyze it, and come up with some nasty findings that basically destroy the other side. And what I want people to understand is stupidity is not limited to America. I do consults all over the world, and every nation doctors are doing stupid things, but they're just a different flavor of stupid. That's what it is. Different flavors of stupid. The worst are in socialist countries where if you have socialized medicine and you have a bad Apache score in the ICU, they just kill you. They cut off your ventilator. They pull your monitors. They stop your cardiac assist pumps if you're in post-traumatic or post-myocardial infarction, heart failure. No, they just kill you. Okay? And if you think the doctors know what I know, you're a fool because they don't. And that's really disturbing. You know, now I'm 66 going to 67, and I've accumulated more knowledge than most doctors will in 10 lifetimes. And I'm telling you, I'm sick of thinking that people know what they're doing. They don't. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy, okay? And I'm not just a little angry. The word angry isn't, like my ancestor Moshe, is not adequate to understand exactly how enraged I am of what's going on with healthcare. Here in America, we should have healthcare that everybody... Number one, it's affordable, but it's also in control of you and your doctor, not the goddamn government, excuse my English, and not some bunch of pinhead medical board representatives that think that they can overrule the doctor and the patient actually making decisions. And I don't want to see them also doing lethal injections to kill people or do other things where they can actually, and they want to protect the baby from the time they're conceived in the fetus in the mother's womb right to the time when they naturally die. To be honest with you, natural death can be delayed because I believe we're entering the realm in the next 5 to 20 years, and we're probably a long way there already, of what's called the emergence of the elderly. If you take our nutrients, if you do functional medicine testing, if you fix your biochemistry and jump over gene defects, whether it's diabetic neuropathy, retinopathy, dementia, etc., and you have to detoxify yourself properly with protocols we have, and a lot of the technology you can do even at home or with specialty clinics, which is very few to be honest with you, most you can do at home with our nutrients and technology, you're going to start seeing the emergence of an older and older population that are going to get younger and younger. And now with the addition on top of our NutriMeds of Red Deer Velvet DR and epigenetic frequency therapy with Lumen Photon, the epigenetic antenna and Sonic Life, we're getting there. We're actually getting there step by step by step, including high concentration hypoxic stem cell lines, which are just the architects and engineers. They aren't the actual building blocks. If you don't have them, like NutriMeds, you're not going to rebuild a good you next year or next month or next time you go to sleep. It's in stage 4 sleep when you rebuild you. And so if you don't get adequate sleep, so the first thing I noticed when I started taking the Red Deer Velvet along with my NutriMeds is I didn't need anything for sleep. I slept like a baby. My body feels like, wow, I'm getting regenerated. But I take a bucket of nutraceuticals every day. I take a lot. And you have to. If you're going to rebuild yourself as you're getting older, you have your choice. You can get older well and regenerate your tissues and not have sore joints and go into heart failure or lose your vision and your kidney function. Or you can take nutraceuticals and technology and reverse that and become a welderly person. In other words, you're well while you're still elderly. You're chronologically older, but not physiologically falling apart. It's your choice. And you're not going to get it from your doctor. He's going to give you pills and pills and pills on top of pills to spray the little flashing light in the dashboard of your body. And you're going to get royally screwed up and eventually, I call it pre-embalmed, before you die. That's what's going to happen. Bad, isn't it?
Is, Dr. Bill.
So why don't you pick up the next group of nutraceuticals that you like, and we'll talk about them.
Well, one of the big areas that people are dealing with is fighting off inflammation and dealing with, you know, challenges there. And I think you've got one of the most remarkable things being cell defense plus.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it?
It is a really phenomenal formulation, and I think that a lot of people would get benefit being able to use it. It's so well absorbed and it's so high potency. This is a water extracted double distillation process that allows them to also maintain having the essential oils inside the curcumin as well, not just extracted curcuminoids, which are kind of part of the story but not the complete story. And so this formulation is really it's unlike anything else people are going to get in the market. And when it comes to research based material, this is the best in the world, bar none. And so most of the stuff that people take, like I said, they might get part of what they're looking for. They're usually not going to absorb it very well. And even in the brands that they, you know, sort of claim to have high absorption rate, what people don't know, this is a total, unknown in the consumer market, is a lot of times when they say, oh, yeah, we can get it to cross the bloodstream at this much higher percentage, what they don't tell you is it's not free curcumin. It's total curcumin. It's bound to something. And when it's bound to something, it doesn't mean the body's got great access to it. And so when we talk about the formulation of the Cell Defense Plus, and we're talking about the highest levels absolutely known in published studies on curcumin, this is free curcumin, not bound. And so you're really going to be able to get that benefit that you're looking for on many levels.
Right. Now, the thing is, Cell Defense Plus is what we call singularly the most important single biological nutraceutical you could take because of three reasons. It's the only nutraceutical that repairs DNA. It's the only nutraceutical that will universally lower all cytokines, not just some. It's the only nutraceutical that actually gets rid of cancer mother cells or stem cells. It's amazing. And that's why when we use our topical transdermal curcumin cream, you can put it on a lesion that you've had a granuloma on your skin. And over a period of months, and it'll look angry for a while, and then it'll peel off and disappear. It's the only thing that actually will get rid of things like cancer, brain inflammation, cardiac inflammation, liver inflammation, you get hepatitis. The cytokine levels are dramatically reduced, and the DNA is repaired, which are being aggravated by the chronic inflammatory granuloma state. So when you take that along with our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriImmune 26Y, which is our immunoglobulin product, and if it's a virus, nutrient defense, you're going to get rid of the pathogens, but you have to stop the cytokines. Cytokines are bad. They can stay persistent for months or years after a traumatic injury or an infection or a heavy metal toxicity. And if you don't get rid of the cytokines, they're the thing that do all the damage. For example, when you get a sunburn, it's not the sun that actually causes the damage. It's your own skin releasing the cytokines that cause the damage. Same way in chronic organs, if you've got a stealth infection with a virus infection or nanobacteria in your artery wall, it's not the virus that causes the damage. It's your own immune cells that actually release cytokines that cause the damage. Isn't that interesting? So Cell Defense Plus works on literally stopping inflammation and gene damage everywhere in your body. It's amazing, isn't it?
That is completely amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Completely amazing. Now, what people should start understanding, when you start combining these nutraceuticals in the right combinations, you get biological effects you can't achieve with drugs. And it's an orchestra. You don't just get them one magic bullet. They have bullet-like effects in different aspects. But just even when you take something like a Red Deer Velvet DR, you need to take other things with it, like MycoD2, you need Micell D3. If you don't have vitamin D3, your immune cells don't even work, and not only does your heart work properly to stop heart failure, load adequate levels of vitamin D. So people should know that it's an orchestra, not a magic bullet that works, isn't it? The Orchestra of NutriMed Wellness. Another paradigm, eh? Back in a moment with more with Ryan. Welcome back. So, Ryan, let's pick another topic, an area. What about areas like, you know, people say, well, I don't take pills. Well, we have the drinks. We have Ageless Life Support, Glycemix, and NutriComplete. The best flavor, the best mouthfeel, the best power to heal than any other nutraceuticals. We have nutraceuticals to heal your skin, basically things like Collagen Max and our topicals. We have, of course, our hormones, pregnenolone, progesterone, testo cream, etc. We have all kinds of same nutraceuticals that literally tackle every problem you can imagine. Your eyes, Vision Max. In fact, I knew Steve Levine had developed the initial Optivite formula back 37 years ago, and our Vision Max is far superior to it. I usually recommend you take with that our Ultrasimon B1 and Vainaway minimum, and take our other stimulants for healing and protecting the retina and the vascular field of the veins in the eye and our small arterioles. It's interesting the way the eye is designed is your actual light goes through the vascular bed before it hits the rods and cones, which means God said, hey, unless your vasculature is working in your eye, I'm not going to let you see, which is kind of clever. It's in the sense God's wisdom is if your soul is not good, I'm not going to give you a job, which is to see. So the eyeball doesn't see unless the vasculature is clear. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, but again, you have to see the wisdom of the Creator. You know, you'd think, well, why would he do that? I mean, if your vision, if your vasculature is going, you don't want your person to stop seeing. Yeah, but if your vasculature goes, you can't support the oxidative metabolism of your retina, which is the most metabolically active tissue in your body. So you have to have good vasculature. In fact, right after cataract surgery, I tell people if you're not taking antioxidants like Vision Max, you're going to blow your vision because your retina will deteriorate much faster if there's any inflammation in the back of the eye or you've got a stealth pathogen like Toxoplasmosis, which is a toxoplasmosis from cats, and you're bye-bye vision. You know, you might think, well, I've seen really good now. And a few months later, oh, my God, my vision's going. Well, you should have known, or your doctor should have known, that doing a traumatic surgery will increase inflammation in your eye, and if you don't block it, you're going to lose your vision again. Interesting, eh? So pick out a couple other things you like, supplements.
Well, love talking about Power C Plus because vitamin C is such a critical nutrient. Most people are deficient. They could use more vitamin C. We're the only, you know, species out there that can't produce its own vitamin C, even though it's critical for us.
Yeah, in fact, I went out to the Linus Pauling library, which is up in Oregon, by the way, and his main research was in Edinburgh, Scotland. But his primary library is actually a special library up in Oregon. You can go online to the site. If people want, I'll post up the link so they can actually read the articles themselves on vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of the most important neglected nutrients in the body. And if you get it in super high dosages, you can turn off sepsis, you can turn off inflammation, you can turn off a lot of cytokines, and even cancer. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And so compared to other vitamin C, you know, with a neutral pH and the enhancing for absorption with a material known as bioperin, which has been shown to increase the body's absorption of the vitamin C into the bloodstream by 40%, that's a powerful way to deliver a lot more vitamin C that you can really use in comparison to what most people can get any kind of over-the-counter formulation.
Right. Now, what people have to understand, what is vitamin C? I like to summarize with metaphors because I don't want people to try to get into the advanced chemistry but because they won't understand it necessarily. But vitamin C is liquid electrons. That's what Linus Pauling summarized. He was good at metaphors, too. In fact, it's interesting that his visa was actually canceled in 1952, and it's in the institute up in Oregon. So he wasn't able to travel to Britain to see the crystallography of crystallized DNA that was done by a chemist in Britain. And if he had, he should have received a co-award for the discovery of DNA based on the stereochemistry. Well, what he did in vitamin C is he realized vitamin C literally plugs the hole. If you want to look at a diseased organ, it's basically electron deficient. It's got a low pH and it's an anaerobic metabolism. That's the basis for every disease. Every disease is low electron density in the cytochrome, hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals. It all goes together with low electron density, doesn't it? It lowers levels of ATP and NADH, and the cell becomes anaerobic. Cancer is an anaerobic cell. Isn't that interesting? Disease is anaerobic tissue. There's stealth pathogens and toxins, and the cell cannot metabolize or even get rid of the toxins or the intracellular pathogens. And even switching off of genes, if your cells are not oxidatively metabolized with high energy, they don't have the capacity to even express their genes and actually regenerate the tissue. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, that is pretty fascinating stuff.
Really simple stuff, too. I mean, some of the most profound things, like one of the things that I discovered in the last few years from a lot of research, a lot of prayer, and God gave me the inspiration, is that the only time we don't age is in utero. And the reason is there's 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. But, see, a lot of people have gene SNPs, so they can't metabolize or convert even things they have in their diet. So we have, for example, BioLVR that has the activated B6, B12, and folate, because a quarter of the population of the world has a folic acid 5-methylfolate reductase enzyme SNP or polymorphism, so they can't bioconvert. And 50% of Hispanic populations have the gene defect, so they have folic acid and B12 deficiencies that affect digestive enzymes, myelination, peripheral neuropathy, and risk of diabetes. For example, if you have a gene SNP of vitamin B5, if you have a B6 SNP, you're going to actually have an increased risk of diabetes. And the reason is it's called the NKKC enzyme pathway and the AMPK are actually shut down. So if you take the thing, jump the gene defect, which are nutraceuticals, other vitamin companies don't have that, including the medical grade ones like Designs for Health and Allergy Research and so on. They have some good products here and there, but they're spotty, and they don't actually have every bioactivated nutrient in every formula. All our formulas are bioactivated. We don't care what your genes are. We jump the gene defect, and every single nutrient is bioactivated. Jump any SNP that you might have in your chromosomes. I had a consult last year by a lady. She was in a panic. Actually, I couldn't get her to calm down, and after a few minutes, I said, okay, now you ventilated. And she said, oh, I'm so panicked because I've got this folic acid conversion problem. I said, so what? What do you mean, so what? I said, well, all I have to do is give you superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, or BioLVR, which is a lower dose, which includes activated B6, and the problem's gone. We don't care what your genes are. We just jump them. Isn't that amazing? And she said, oh, you mean that's all you got to do? I said, yeah. I said, if you take our supplements forever, the problem disappears. It's gone. Amazing, isn't it? People don't know what their SNPs are. They'll get some report from some knucklehead naturopath doctor or whatever that freaks them out and said, oh, my God, what's going to happen? She has all these symptoms. I'm thinking, forget about the symptoms. You probably have other stealth pathogens, gene problems or whatever. I can do this through Pathway Genomics or Genova 23andMe and Prometheus analysis or other gene tests. I can measure organic acids and metabolites and tell you exactly what's wrong with your genes. So I even take novel new genetic defects. In fact, I'm always doing consults. I have one to do recently here with a child that got cancer. I'm sure the child has got gene SNPs and organic acid things, so I'm going to do the tests. Their pediatricians didn't do it, but I'll do the genetic tests and the organic acids, find what the metabolic pathway problems are. There's always a metabolic disorder. I call dysopathy, where, in other words, the metabolic problem precedes the pathology, whether it's cancer or dysfunction or dementia or ADD or ADHD, or if you give a child a vaccine and they've got certain gene SNPs, they're 3 to 5 times more likely to develop attention deficit disorder and brain damage. People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, how can you prove that? I said, measuring their genes, I can do a saliva test and tell you the 5 major genes I've discovered over the past 20 years that are directly linked to vaccine-induced brain damage. Which ones are they? I said, catecholamethyltransferase, et cetera, et cetera. So, well, how do you know that? I said, I test. How come my doctor doesn't know it because they haven't talked to me? I mean, it really is, it's that simple, isn't it? Test, you know, like Jesus, the carpenter, measure twice, cut once. These guys don't measure at all. They don't know. And then they act arrogant that they think they know stuff and they're actually dangerous. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Even among functional medicine doctors, I talk to doctors all the time that think they know stuff. And they go, oh, you mean that's the case? I said, you must have missed that class in biochemistry or never learned in the first place. And they go, well, I said, don't tell me about your qualifications. I said, I'm well beyond that now. I don't care if you're a grandmother and you're just smart or you have three PhDs. I'm going to ask you questions, not ASK, and you better damn well answer them. That's what I do. The llama, the teacher, has arrived. Ha ha. So, you know, I'll teach and train any doctor anywhere. No charge. Just time to review their charts like an apprentice. But they need to know. I know. They don't. And I'm not, so, I'm not giving any captives anymore. I will do testing and prove to them I know what I'm talking about at federal certified laboratories, imaging studies, etc., to prove my model of disease is correct. And they're in the la-la land. They're off in space. Thank you, Ryan. We'll be back again. I think you're coming back next week.
Next week, yeah. Yes, sir.
Thanks. Next week. So you have a good, you have a great trip to Washington D.C. with that ceremony and everything. Tell us some of the story when you come back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.